Support for this podcast is provided by Attrax. Attrax is the total career site system, which converts site visitors into high-quality job applicants. A fully SaaS system, Attrax is powered by the latest AI to deliver an outstanding and relevant talent experience, personalised employer branding, and a strong conversion of candidates into the ATS. To find out more, go to www.attrax.co.uk. That's www.attrax.co.uk. And Attrax is spelled A-T-T-R-A-X.
There's been more of scientific discovery, more of technical advancement and material progress in your lifetime and mine than in all the ages of history.
Hi everyone, this is Matt Alder. Welcome to Recruiting Future Roundup for March. Roundup is a monthly show on the Recruiting Future podcast channel that highlights episodes you may have missed and gives you my take on some of the key learnings from the guests. First of all, I hope you're all safe and well. March seems to have gone on forever. And certainly here in Scotland, despite warnings from around the world, I don't think we had any real idea about how much and how quickly life was going to change. As people stay at home and connect themselves with information sources, listener numbers to the podcast have increased by a third this month. I'm taking my role of providing continuity and a calm voice to our talent acquisition community very seriously during this difficult time. I'm committed to continue to publish at least two shows a week, and I'll add to that if the demand is there. During March, I've alternated between providing content for the situation right now and content that focuses on areas that will be very important in the medium to long term. So, rather than reviewing each episode in the order that it was published, I'll group them into those categories. So, first of all, the content for right now. In episode 250, I spoke to Johnny Campbell from Social Talent about the effects of the pandemic on the hiring market and approaches to talent acquisition. We then updated things by talking to Johnny's colleague, Holly Fawcett, on the same topics 2 weeks later. We covered who's hiring and who isn't, the move towards virtual recruitment processes, onboarding new hires remotely, and the likely longer-term implications for talent acquisition. Well worth checking out if you want to get a sense of what's going on in the market right now. One of the things we have seen in March is the understandable publication of vast amounts of content about remote working. While a lot of this content is very useful, unfortunately, there does seem to be a tendency not to acknowledge that lots of people are being forced to work from home rather than choosing to work from home. There's a big difference between working in a ready-prepared and well-appointed home office and trying to work from your kitchen table while simultaneously homeschooling your kids. So, to properly add some value to this remote working content tsunami, in episode 253, I invited Victor Smit back to the show. Victor is executive chairman and co-founder of NetGuru, a company which has always had a remote-first ethos for its employees. We talked about some of the more strategic aspects of remote working, including maintaining culture remotely, the vital importance of trust, and keeping a remote team motivated and productive over long periods of time. Happiness is something we could all do with right now. And in episode 252, I was pleased to welcome Nick Marks to the show. Nick is famous for applying statistical thinking to happiness and has a TED talk on the topic, which has over 2 million views. We discussed what leaders can be doing in the current crisis to improve the happiness of their teams, the five main drivers of happiness at work, and happiness in the recruiting process. As well as this right now content, there were four other interviews in March which provided much food for thought for the medium and long term. In episode 245, I teamed up with Talent Nexus to explore the emerging world of programmatic recruitment advertising. This is definitely worth listening to because this type of pay-per-performance advertising is going to be huge as we come out of this current crisis. In episode 246, James Edwards from Mitchells & Butlers shared his experiences of developing a strategic approach to workforce planning, as well as implementing a new ATS and career site. One of the most interesting aspects of this was the importance that was put on hiring managers as key users of the new systems, something that isn't done anywhere near as much as it should be. Hiring manager relations was a topic I also discussed with the always brilliant John Vlastelica, who returned to the show in episode 247. John shared his insights on how talent acquisition teams can work more strategically with hiring managers and introduced me to the concept of a constipated funnel. Finally, I'm not allowed to have favourite episodes, but if I did, a strong contender for my favourite episode of the month would be the interview with Anna Shalon from Frame.io in episode 249. Anna shared some fantastic insights into ways of delivering a personalised candidate experience at speed, avoiding unconscious bias, as well as creative thinking and empathy in recruitment. I just wanted to say a big thank you to SHL, Social Talent and Attrax for sponsoring the show in March, and also a big thank you to all the new sponsors who've signed up in the last few weeks. The biggest thank you of all, though, goes to all of you for subscribing and listening. If there are any topics you want to see me cover in the coming weeks, then please get in touch and let me know. Stay safe. I'll be back next week, and I hope you'll join me.
This is my show.
Hi, my name is Sarah, and I want to tell you about my podcast called Can I Offer You Some Feedback? I'm a business consultant and executive coach with over 20 years experience in change management, leadership development, and naturally providing feedback to high performers. My podcast is for those of you who have a complicated relationship with feedback, whether giving, receiving, avoiding, or seeking. Feedback is essential for our development. In each episode, you'll hear from real people across industries with their ideas, perspectives, and best practices on feedback. I'll also be sharing business bites with you, simple explanations of organizational tools, management techniques, and leadership philosophies that will help you and your businesses thrive. You can listen to Can I Offer You Some Feedback on your favorite podcast app or learn more at evergreenpodcasts.com.